From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. As violence continues on the streets of Israel, so does talk in Germany. In Israel, a Jewish man was shot and killed in a scuffle with Israeli soldiers who suspected he was a Palestinian attacker, according to police, and a reflection of the jittery mood that has gripped Israelis amid a spate of near-daily stabbings. The shooting came as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Germany for talks with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on how to restore calm. Kerry is set to meet with the Palestinians this weekend. A police spokesman said soldiers deployed in Jerusalem demanded late Wednesday that the man show them his ID. The man refused, scuffled with the soldiers, and then attempted to seize one of their weapons. A private security guard nearby shot the man, and one soldier also opened fire. The man later died of his wounds. On those diplomatic efforts, they kicked off in a bid to quell the violence. Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday in Germany. Netanyahu said the violence in his country lies at the feet of what he calls lies spoken by Palestinian leaders. He called for help.
I think it's time for the international community to say clearly to President Abbas, stop spreading lies about Israel. Lies that Israel wants to change the status quo on the Temple Mount. Lies that Israel wants to tear down the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and lies that Israel is executing Palestinians. All of that is false.
Kerry also condemned what he referred to as Palestinian incitement and said he hoped their meeting would help settle on the steps that will be taken that take us beyond the condemnation and beyond the rhetoric, is what the U.S. Secretary of State said. Kerry again is scheduled to meet with Palestinian President Abbas in Jordan this weekend. This is VOA News. Worldwide attacks by the Islamic State group spiked more than 40% a day in the third quarter. That, according to a new report by the IHS, Jane's Global Defense publication, a study released Thursday recorded 1,086 Islamic State attacks globally between July and September. That comes out to nearly 12 attacks per day, a 42% increase from the previous quarter. Nigeria's police chief is warning that Boko Haram extremists are building bombs in iPads and cell phones and leaving them for people to pick up. Inspector General Solomon Arase issued the warning while announcing five suspects were arraigned Thursday in Abuja High Court in connection with twin bombings in Nigeria's capital that killed 15 people on October 2nd. Arase said they were arrested in Abuja with dangerous bombing tools, including high-tech gadgets. He warned Nigerians to avoid temptation and not pick up abandoned iPads, phones, or laptops, as terrorists now use them, he says, in manufacturing bombs. The Philippine government says it's turning two Chinese diplomats over to China after they invoked immunity when local police arrested them in connection with shootings at a central Philippines restaurant Wednesday that left two diplomats dead. From Manila, Simone Orendine has more.
Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesman Charles Jose says international law and a 2009 consular treaty between China and the Philippines will guide the handling of the incident.
The shooting was an extreme act of a relative of a staff of the Consulate General. The Chinese Embassy in Manila and the Chinese Consulate General in Cebu have been extending their full cooperation with Philippine authorities regarding the investigation.
Jose says the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations allows for the two suspects to seek immunity. Authorities citing surveillance video and witness accounts say the shots fired by the husband of the consulate employee killed Deputy Consul Sun Shan and Financial Officer Hui Li and injured Consul General Song Ronghua, all of the Chinese consulate in Cebu. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Southern Thailand was hit Thursday by the most severe haze ever from forest fires in Indonesia, forcing all schools in a province to close and disrupting flights in a popular tourist area. The haze that has shrouded parts of Malaysia and Singapore for nearly 2 months now reached hazardous levels in the southern Thai city of Sangla, with the pollution index hitting a record high reading of 365. A reading of 101 to 200 is unhealthy. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.